20-year Park City resident Doug Payne retired from the Park City High School as athletic director last year. He spent 34 years in public education, including years as coach, teacher, and principal. He was principal of Treasure Mountain Junior High School prior to the 11 years he spent as athletic director.
Well, once again, I think I know the community. I know education. I've been in all facets of it, and I think I work very well with people. Having been in the Army myself, not one of those top-down, we're going to do it this way, or we'll hit the decide-o-meter instead of interest-based decision-making. I work with people and see all the sides, and you have to have the proper information to make those decisions.
He says he has experience in nearly every level of education, from being a teacher to classified employee to going through several school renovations. He feels he could bring a wealth of knowledge to the school board.
But I've worked with a lot of the teachers that are in the elementary programs, and my wife is still teaching at the junior high school. I've just worked with five different superintendents. I know how that works. I was the principal over at Treasure Mountain when they had their major renovation, and the assistant principal and athletic director at the high school when they went through their major renovation. So I'm familiar with all the sides of it. The teachers know all the teachers. Working with the supervisor of building and grounds. So I'm very well grounded in the educational system, and I still am very linked. I know a lot of times once you get into administration, you kind of drift away and forget what it was like in the classroom.
Payne's wife, Andrea, still teaches at Treasure Mountain Junior High School, which he says would not be a conflict of interest for the school board.
No, I don't see any conflict of interest there. I just get gives me a better perspective, more of a perspective of the whole education situation, still being in close contact with the teacher. I'm pretty close-lipped when it comes to things like that. You run into that also as a principal and assistant principal when you have to deal with HR situations. So once again, I'm very familiar with that and what can be divulged and what can't be divulged.
He says of the $68 million budget and a tax increase of $3 million that was approved by the school board this week, he doesn't think he would have supported that, but he also thinks there are ways to go through the budget and determine what's needed and what's not.
And that I would certainly, once again, look at all our programs and see what we really need and what we don't need. I think we've had so many programs that have gone through the school district, PSYOP, SADI, and all these programs that really we don't give ourselves time to assess.
He says still you need to attract and retain the best teachers, so he does support those types of expenditures.
The whole package has to be considered, not just the month-to-month compensation they get, but the whole package they get with benefits and everything like that. And we need to really look closely at that and see what we can provide for them to make sure that we retain them.
Payne thinks that teachers have spent too much time out of class on professional development that may not be efficient. He also questions the proposed $5 million building the district is attempting to push through.
We're building this new $5 million building that we're not sure what we're going to use it for. I have to look at all the angles there. The board does a great job in looking at the future, but sometimes I believe that we jump to conclusions about we need money and we need to spend this money right now instead of assessing the programs.
That's Doug Payne, school board candidate for District 5. Primary elections are Tuesday. Only District 5, which includes the area of Timberline, Pine Brook, and Summit Park, will vote. Voting takes place at Ecker Hill Middle School. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.